We're in a world where we never know what's going to take place, what's going to happen. We go along our life's merry way. And I entitled my message this week, Going. Because when we turn around, brother and sister, which was here, we were everything, was doing good, boom, they're gone. And then those of us who are left behind have a purpose and a reason that we need to do. We need to love one another. We need to help one another. I always was fascinated by lines in the drive-ins, especially a line in Chick-fil-A. It just amazes me. But this line also in Starbucks. And I think one of the things that came about some of these things that people are in line is the habit of gifting. Somebody arrives at the window only to find out that the person in front of them already paid their bill without even knowing the total. And when it happens, it sort of gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling of companionship with other human beings. And it gives you hope of this crazy world, and it gives you trust in humanity, just a little boost. It happened to me a couple weeks ago. I went up to the car wash to get my truck washed, and I pulled up, and a fellow greeted me and asked me what I wanted, and I told him, and I was getting ready to pay, and he said, "No, it's on us." I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Never expected that. But here we are in an attitude of gratitude, because with gratitude fosters graciousness. That's why Christianity is never meant to be a rules-based, finger-wagging, you should do this and you should do that, but it's the kind of religion, really, which is a relational type, a gratitude-based, a covenant-style of faith. Christians that don't bestow love, forgiveness, and grace because the rule book says they should, no. We do it because we want to, because we love God, and we love the gift of grace that He's given to us. So when Christians realize the depth and the breadth of what they have received, their hearts become, like Weston talked about, strangely warm. Theodore Seuss Geisel, otherwise known as Dr. Seuss, he got his idea for the Grinch because of the crazy stuff the world does. He said, well, most of the people can be Grinches, but now, I think at the end of the story, they come around to know that we are all gracious and loving people. Jesus spent his ministry cultivating relationships with everybody that he could. That's why the disciples talked about he healed, he forgave, he showed grace, he loved, asking nothing in return. That's the nature of gifts in this season. They are free and no requirement. You can either accept these gifts or you can refuse them. It's up to you. It's a gift. In the scripture text that I just read, Jesus is telling his listeners what it means to be in a true relationship with God. In the parable of the oil lamps, he emphasized faith in God. The parable of the talents that we looked at last week, he emphasized commitment to God. Now the third parable that I just read, he's speaking about the way we treat strangers. Jesus speaks of how he knows a true disciple by the state of their hearts. That's why when some of them come to him and say, "Oh, Lord, Lord," he'll say, "Get away from me, depart. I never knew you," because he knows our heart. If our heart's right, we have a wonderful relationship with God. Perfect heart? No. Just a heart that loves and shares love and helps one another. I think we all know a bunch of people go to church weekly and get on committees and even lead initiatives, but who argue and fight and treat brothers and sisters in the church. That doesn't happen in Bethel, praise be to God, but outside the church with arrogance or even disdain. They may appear to be Christians, but they haven't cultivated a true relationship with God through Christ. A living faith means that your faith lives actively in the world in the form of care, humility, love, authenticity. And a living faith means you walk with God humbly. act justly in all that you do, and bestows acts of mercy upon all that you meet. So our relationship with God resides in our heart. And we all have a different stature or a different part of our life or our faith relationship, but that's where our relationship with God resides, is in our heart. Because we are walking in the way. Before we were known as Christians, they were called the way. And it means that you know what to do, or you know what not to do. That little bit of consciousness that we think is our conscience is really the Holy Spirit telling us, oh, you don't want to do that. No, you need to be aware and sensitive. So today, the meaning of Thanksgiving, which we just had, the meaning I think sometimes maybe got lost. Because if you go back to the original time where the concept of Thanksgiving came about, even through our country with George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, we stress over turkeys with cranberry sauce. We travel, we talk, we see families, we fellowship with one another. And sometimes, rare, the whole story of Thanksgiving and what it means to be thankful to God Almighty is rarely ever told at our dinner table anymore, especially during this season. Same thing with Christmas. You know, a lot of the Christmas dinners and so forth, they don't talk about Christ. We should. We should be telling the old story of Jesus and his love. But perhaps this year, I'm an optimist, perhaps this year it could be different. That Christians would have so much to be thankful for. And in our culture of division, we still have those who reach out to others and share their wisdom, their love, and their means. And we still have those who do not judge, but invite all to the table equally. Not equity, but equally. But we still have those who give of their lives in multiple ways. People that serve in the armed forces, people that prepare dinners and so forth. And sometimes when we go to a restaurant and so forth, we thank the waitress, but we never think about thanking the chef or the person back there preparing our meals. We have an immense attitude of gratitude, knowing where the true gifts come from, the gift of life, Jesus, and what he has done in our lives. And it should be something that we're willing to share. So think about this in our upcoming Advent season, because we are in a constant state of Advent, looking for Jesus to return, as we said in the call to worship. Advent means we're just anticipating, and we anticipate the birth of Christ. We know it's happened. That's why we celebrate, to keep the story alive. So during this season, be enormously thankful in all that you do, and you might be able then to feel that warming of the heart like Leslie talked about, or help somebody else feel the warming of their heart. Love, joy, thankfulness, it's due for a change in our society. So may you be a blessing to your family, may you be a blessing to your church and community, and more importantly, be a blessing to God. And may you reap the abundant rewards that Jesus has offered to us. This is the last Sunday before the beginning of Advent. And we humbly pray that Jesus become active in the world through every person. For as Jesus knew, and we still know today, the world changes one heart at a time. And maybe your heart be the first to bleed somebody and share the love that you have found through Christ, and the hope and the eternal blessing of eternal life.